Good morning, 922.
This generation of Americans has been tested by crises that steeled our resolve and proved our resilience. A decade of war is now ending. An economic recovery has begun.
President Obama speaking yesterday at the beginning of his second term. And joining us live is Dan Baltz, Washington Post chief correspondent. Dan, good morning. Very happy you could join us today. And very interested in one of the aspects of the way you're looking at this. The president had some success late last year in using a coalition of Democrats and Republicans to get through something that he wanted to move ahead on the finances issue. Will he be doing more of that in his second term? Is that the way around gridlock?
Well, it may be. I don't know whether that fiscal cliff debate was a one-off or a pattern that we're going to see in the future, but it struck me yesterday, and I think a lot of people watching and listening to that speech, that he's approaching the second term in a far different way than he approached the first. And there's a much greater impatience that we heard yesterday about his approach to this coming term. I think one of the things that happened was when they had the debate over the debt ceiling in the summer of 2011, that marked a turning point for him. And since then, we've seen him confronting the Republicans in a different way. And I think basically the message he was sending yesterday was he has an agenda. He thinks there's majority support for that agenda in the country, even if there is strong opposition, at least on some of the Republican Party, to elements of it. He's basically trying to split the pragmatists in the Republican Party from the hardliners. And he instead of saying we're going to sit around the table with the speaker as long as we can to try to get something done, he's basically saying, I've got an agenda and I want to try to move ahead with it. Come along with me.
But why would he be more likely to have any success splitting the party now than before, when so many of the members he'd be going up against come from districts that are safe no matter what the members do?
Well, he's always going to have some problems with the House simply because of the way it's constituted. I mean, you're absolutely right about that. But what we saw in that fiscal cliff set of negotiations was a lot of Republican senators who believe that things have to be done on some of these fronts and that neither side can get everything they want. I think if the president is both assertive in where he wants to go and willing to compromise, as he has always said he is — the Republicans say that's not the case very often, but he has always said he is — then there may be a way to do business. But I mean, frankly, this is a different approach that he's taking. Mm-hmm. We're not sure that it's going to be any more successful. I mean, I think that's the one large unanswered question. But this was certainly a different President Obama at the start of his second term than we saw at the start of his first.
You think as he approaches this second term, the thought is, let's try to get whatever we can agreed to done, and if that's all we end up doing, it's still a heck of a lot more than nothing.
Yes, that's true. I mean, I think that what was interesting about the speech is everybody knows there's a year ahead of budget battles. I mean, those are a given. And I think he decided he was not going to dwell on that, because we've seen the pattern of how those debates go, and they tend to be ugly, and they tend to be sometimes, they end with resolutions that don't really solve the problem. I think what he was trying to do was articulate a whole series of other ambitions that he thinks the country ought to be tackling, whether it's immigration reform. He was tentative on gun reform yesterday in his speech, or at least he didn't say a lot about it, but we know that that's high on his agenda. Climate change that he talked about, things of that nature that he wants the country to address and he wants the Congress to address. He's basically saying, I don't want this only to be about debates over spending and deficits and taxes. So he's trying to expand the playing field, knowing that a lot of this year will be spent still in these tedious negotiations over what to do about the budget.
A lot of folks anxious for absolutely anything to get done and take anything that they can get. Dan, thanks for coming on. Appreciate it. Dan Baltz, chief correspondent for The Washington Post.